Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. When you're learning Musa, you make hundreds of changes. Some of them only last a minute, though.
He says people change. Here, there's another one. Or you left one here.
Yeah, yeah.
People change, but it lasts for a very short time. Not Abraham Cohen changes to the better, and it lasts forever.
Yeah, that's my wife asked the question. Why she asked for a
return
question?
I know you should use the safer to elevate your other safer.
Are you serious?
To Shailen, I lock it to my leg because I'm not going to ask her. Okay, we are up to, I think I started conference recording by that second.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't, Rabbi.
A recording.
I think I am recording. Okay, hope for the best. We're on Chav Beis Amid Beis, and we're up to the Amar of Lazar, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line from the top. The Amar of Lazar, the Amirer of Lazar said, "V'yichshu Rabbi Lazar ela begitten, Eidi Mesira only worked by Gittin. I will be star as light. You cannot have a star with just Eidi Mesira by a monetary star. Not because there's a fear that they won't remember the conditions. We don't fear them by get, so why should we fear them by other staras? But because it's exeris akasim. D'chsev, u'nesata b'klicheres, l'mayam du'yomim rabim. You should put it in an earthenware keli, that it shall last for a long time." This pasuk is written in Yirmiyah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell Klai Yisrael they're going to Golus. So he had Yirmiyah sell a field, and say, put the star in a klicheres, that it should last a long time, so people, when they come back from Golus, I don't know if he was going to buy a field, should remember that this field belongs to you. So the fact that the Torah says that a star has to be yamdu yamim rabim precludes relying on Eidi Mesira, because Eidi Mesira are human, and they die, and they don't last forever. And the Torah says a star of money has to be yamdu yamim rabim, and it says that by a star of money. So it's exeris hakosov that you cannot rely on Eidi Mesira. You have to be able to prove it from the star itself, which means you need Eidim that can be validated. That's what Rabbi Lazar said. Rabbi Yechonin Amar Afilu B'Shtaris. No, Rabbi Yechonin said that Eidi Mesira would work even by a monetary star. I v'chsev l'man yamudu abarabim. I, doesn't the pasuk say a halacha in monetary staris that it should last a long time? So the Gemara hasam eitzu tayve kamash malon. Rabbi Yechonin learns that's advisable. Meaning, if you're smart, you have a thing that can last beyond Eidi Mesira. And that's true by a get as well, by the way. It's kedai to have something that can prove it. Now, by get, you can go to Bezin. By a star of money, that's much harder. But the idea is, Rabbi Yechonin learns it's a word of advice. It's not a requirement. That's the machloikas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechonin, in the shita of Rabbi Lazar, the Tana. Is that a requirement, or is that an eitz taiva? Rashi.
Well, this is in Yirmiyah, right?
This is in Yirmiyah Lamed Beis.
Well,
it might not make it a deraisa, number one. It might be a drabanan, but it doesn't make a difference. It becomes a requirement in the kashrus hashtar, number one. Number two is many psukim in Yirmiyah tell us things that are deraisas that we didn't know. There was a Messiah, Allah, Lamashi, Messinai, and then Yirmiyah put it in the pasuk, because that, you know, that became part of his nevuah. But I don't know which one this would be. I don't know. But it's based on that pasuk. Rashi. So to Rashi, Elo begitten deinem asurim ala atira. The purpose of a get is to permit her. But yichay lo levi ala bezin le'al to yatiru. She doesn't need this for proof. She can get a proof from bezin. But shuvein et zichel le get. The kivin shuot to bezin yazichem v'kol ledover. Bezin paskin, everybody knows. Now, it's mashma from Rashi that bezin doesn't give her a written document. But rather the fact that bezin paskin, she's mutter, is enough to create a coil, no English word for coil, not a rumor, it's more than a rumor, it's a
voice.
a voice, for lack of a better word, that she's a mutter. Avo b'shtar is the kaima l'gavayni, you have to collect with it. But dumma le'matik le'azman aruch, you might not pull it out to a long time. V'yishkichu eidem esiris adover, they might forget, or they might not be here. V'yismuchu eidem chsimba, and you'll rely on eidem chsimba, v'zchid eidem chsimba, v'mizayim ksav elyon. And if it's a forgeable star, he will forge it, right? The Christ made them a mekaymai. So therefore, the halacha says you can't have an unforgeable thing because you need a dechsimba to prove it, and that can't be done on a forgeable thing. Yamim rabim alma beinan davar heroy lamed liskayim. Like Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shtari mecher, talking about shtari mecher. So it's monetary shtaras. And the Torah is insisting on Yam Dur Yamim Rabim. So it's halachin shtar. Whereas Rabbi Yechonah says it's an advice, it's not a halachin shtar.
Rabbi,
everybody can write the get. I feel a to. Now this is a problem. Because what is kasav? Don't you need lishma? How do chereshay to v'katan able to write lishma? They're not balidas. So this is something the Gemara will discuss. That'll be the sugya of the Gemara. Ha'ishak service is gita. A woman can write her get. Ve'ishkaisim ishay brain. A man can write a receipt that he paid the ksuba. Shenkim aget ala b'chaysamav. Because it's the signatures that make the difference. And we say that even though the husband has to own the get, we brought this as a proof earlier in last week's Gemara, that a woman knows that she has to give the get as a present to her husband. Rashi, v'afilu cheri shayt v'katan, v'gemar mefarish lo. K'sevis l'gita, u'machnosu l'bao, she gives it as a present to the husband, v'chayzir ha'mashin lo l'gerushin, and he gives it over to her for gerushin. Shayvrat, shayvrat peron k'suba, receipt, she'ishayr lo l'chayzir l'mashin lo, elias lo l'raya. Really, the woman has to write it, because she's the one saying he paid her. He can write it, but the Adam won't sign it unless the woman asks them to sign it, and that's good enough.
Why does it have to be the husband?
To write the shaver.
No, why does the paper have to belong to the husband?
The husband, because he has to give her a get. It has to be his get. He has to give her something. The Torah said, v'nas v'miyad, he has to give it to her, which means it's his that he's giving it.
When you said a kol shir lift over, you said that is a problem.
Yeah, the Gemara is going to deal with it right now.
I don't know, but if you say it's safer, it means... For Devorim,
again, that doesn't make a difference. It still says because of Lola Shema. It still has to be a Ksivus Haget. Whatever Ksivus Haget means, it depends on Ramey and Reblozer.
Right.
Okay, so whatever it is, what does that call Shem Ksivus Haget mean? So let the Gemara do its thing. And if at the end of the Gemara you have a problem, we'll talk about it. Just want to point out, there's a Machloikas Shiloh. When does the woman give it to her husband? After it's written or before it's written? Right, we say a woman knows that she has to be makna the get to her husband. Now, before it's signed, I should say, after it's signed, written, depends what you hold the kasav is. I mean, let me explain the shaila. We had a halacha of a kasav and nasan that you can't have an action in between. You can't cut it off in between because there can't be a mice in between. How about is giving it over to a husband considered a maisa? The woman pays for the get. The guy writes it. The Adam sign it, and then she gives it to her husband, and she knows to be mocked at. But that's an action that took place between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Or is Hakna not called an action because it's not affecting the body of the get? It's a technicality with the get. I hope I'm explaining myself. Meaning, cutting is affecting the paper of the get, the item of the get. Here it's transferring it. So this is a big shaila. If Neshua learns that she has to be machnet before whatever Ksivas Haget is required. According to one Mandiyama, it would be before the writing, and according to the other Mandiyama, it would be before the signing. So if you look at Rashi, the words of Rashi, it's Kesevas as Gita, umachnosri labao. If you would read Rashi simply, it sounds like the Hakna is done after the Ksivas Haget. But the Neshua points out that he brings Rias, that it's Mechusar Maisa. Giving it over is called the Maisa, and therefore that would passel the get if you need the Hakna after the Ksiva. and he holds that she has to give it to him before whatever the kusav means. Remember, we had a machlokes tanoim. Reb Meir holds the kusav means the signing. Reb Elazar holds the kusav means the writing. Whatever it means, there has to be no maisa in between that and the giving of the get. And if Yeshua holds that transferring it to her husband is called a maisa.
Is she a shliach for him to write?
No, she's not writing it. The cipher is writing it.
What if it's a lien to write her own get?
Meaning she pays for the writing it again. It's her paper. It's her.
So the kusav does not mean that he has to do it.
Again, that's the shaila. Whatever the kusav means, right, it has to be under his instruction. Meaning she cannot instruct the cipher. Is it machlokes rishayim? Do you need shlichus on ksiva? Most rishayim learn you don't, and that's the way we'll operate. There are rishayim hold that yes, they have problems, so we're not going to get involved in them. Most rishayim say you don't need shlichus, but you need a command of the husband to write the get for him.
He's technically the writer or signer or whatever it is.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be his paper. It doesn't have to be he's paying for it. She can't be giving it to him as part of Menasan.
No. It's a requirement so that he'd be able to give it back to her.
Yeah, I know, but it's an extra story. It's an extra maisa. Again, that's the Bnei Yeshua's chiddush. Without the Bnei Yeshua, you would say transferring ownership is not called an action because it doesn't affect the body of the get.
So, what is passing lichto to mean shliach?
I don't know what you mean by that.
The Gemara says a woman can write her own get. Only can
write their own get. Again, it has to be with the whatever ksiva means has to be done with the instruction of the husband. She can do the physical writing if that's what you want to know.
But let's say she didn't go through the instruction, but then she wrote it, she came, and he's
masking. It's not so simple because you need lishmai. It has to be written for him. I don't know if she can instruct the cipher to write. You need both. You need lishma and lishma. It has to be written for the husband and for the wife.
She can do that. She has das enough, right? Her das is enough for lishma.
I'm sorry?
She's not a chutzner das like a
chair shot to do lishma. True. But you still need the tzivui habal. I'll try to find you the words in Tysus. Do you need shlichus or not? That's what Tysus talks about. So Tysus comes out that you don't need shlichus. Here, if you take a look about six lines of the Tysus, it says V'yesh Loimar. You see that?
What is the first one
The Gadol. V'yesh Loimar Dlabin and Shlichas V'ksiva. The V'kas of Lav Abal Koya La Seifer. V'al Darmino La Kamon Tzarek Shiyayma La Seifer K'say V'leidim Chasaymu. It says that the husband has to say it. Lav Mishim Shlichas Elag Mishim D'Shleitziva Habal L'chashav l'shma and l'chashav stama. Upasal. If the husband doesn't command it, it's not called written l'shma. It's the husband that has to say, write it, in order for it to become l'shma. The isha lav l'gerushin kaimi. Because a woman is not standing there to be divorced. It's not an automatic. It needs a tzivui habal, so the husband has to command to write. Isha kesevis as gita means she can be the one to pay for it. She can be the one to actually write it. But there has to be a command of the husband to write the get in order to make this get a kosher get. He also has to own the get. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that a woman knows how to give it over. She knows the halacha that she has to give it over. Now the Yeshua's chiddush is that giving over has to happen before the ksivas haget. So
he's writing a get, but unfortunately, he has to have the ball tell him.
It's 100% that's what happens. That's what happens. The husband, the Rav says to the husband, tell the cipher to write the get for you and her. And he has to say the name.
No, I would have thought, Heinemann, Now, can that feel better now, everyone?
You're not doing us a favor, you're doing yourself a favor.
So that there's no worship tomorrow? He knows the halacha, right? But the stuff's going through the
because the halacha is that it's not, Taisa says, you don't need shlichus, but you need a tzivui abal. If not, it's not called lishma. The husband creates the lishma.
Was more like he knows the halacha, so it's an umdana that he's doing it for the baal.
It doesn't make a difference. The husband has to tell him.
Yeah,
that's halacha anyway. Today they are very makbar on this. We are makbar on as many things as we can be makbar on to make sure to get it 100% kosher.
Why don't they makbar to make marriage work?
They do. Obviously, they're writing to get after the marriage didn't work. See, let me explain something. Let me explain something. That if the Torah wrote a parsha of gerushin, that means the Torah is recognizing that not every marriage can work. If not, why did the Torah write a parsha of gerushin? That the Gemara will say at the end of Gittin that whoever divorces his first wife, the Mizbeach cries for him. So obviously the Torah wants marriages to work. This is advertising by marriage counseling, and they paid for this advertisement. Yes?
When did the chos shmos?
Did not hear what you just said.
It says the chos shmos. The
means the get is the signatures on the get, meaning it's not that she writes it, it's that it's an interesting point that you asked what the word l'chaismav means. Pashtos, it means signatures.
Oh, okay.
But it means that it's done correctly, that the key of my get is l'chaismav, the writing of the get without the signature. Well, it depends if it goes like a mayor or like a blesser, but this is going to depend. We'll have to leave it tomorrow.
We're just talking about now the Lishma part. The Lishma part is what the
Baal
wants, not the
Again, I started off the Mishnah, and I said that the Gemara is going to discuss it, so that's where we're going right now. Frenchy Gemara v'labanei dayaninu. How can a Cheresh write to the cut and write a get when they don't have da'az? Zakhtarashi v'layadu lichtum lishma. Their kavana means nothing. It doesn't mean anything what they think because their thought is not called ba'das. Therefore, how could they write a get? And for the Gemara is going to answer three terutzim. Here comes teretz number one. Amar avuna v'hushay gadol omer al gabav. This is going like a blazer. That v'kasa means the writing of the get. You need the writing of the get to be lishma. Remember, in the background, we have to keep this in mind. According to Rameyer, the writing of the get does not have to be lishma. According to Balaz, because all you need is the signatures. Rameyer held the custom and signatures. According to Balazar, the writing of the get has to be lishma. So the first teretz in the Gemara is that it's going like Rabelzer. And you need the writing of lishma. And how does this become lishma? Behushe gadol oimer al gabav. There was a gadol standing there and say, write for Pliny. Right? And therefore, that makes it lishma. Because when somebody instructs the cheres shait of a katan, they follow the instruction, and therefore that's considered lishma. So if a cheres shait of a katan would do it without somebody saying there, write it lishma, it would be meaningless. Because somebody says, write it lishma, that person, there's a machlokes exactly how to understand it, is it pshat that his kavana works, or is it pshat that they follow his kavana? But whatever way you learn, that's adequate. Period. The same with the Kabashan Kiyam Aget Elabachasamov, which was Mosh Freund's question. What does the word Ankiyam Aget Elabachasamov mean? Hainu Eide Mesira. Chasamov here means Eide Mesira. The Hainu, the Rav Gittin, the Msarim Bifnei Achaisim. And the reason the Mishnah calls it Chasamov is usually those who sign are also the Eide Mesira. Lamatsiyatakoi, and it's going back on a Ish, meaning this has nothing to do with Chereshite to the Katan. This is going on Isha Kasevis as Gita. V'loy ha-reisha l'achsuri k'sivis cheresh v'loy gadol al-gabav. She'en ki'im again is not the reason for cheresh ha'itavikaten. Shame ki maget ela b'chaysamav means the Edom Esira makes sure that it belongs to the husband when they give the get over. That's what the Mishnah means, according to Rav Huna, with the word Shein ki maget ela b'chaysamav. So it's not going back in the case of Chereshayit v'katan. The reason Chereshayit v'katan works is because somebody is standing there and saying Lishma. Then the Mishnah, the middle case was that a woman can write her own get, and she knows to give it over, because the ones who know that are the Edom Esira, who become make sure that the husband is the one giving over his own get. Yes?
The reason this is not according to Reb Meir, because Reb Meir doesn't feel that writing the get has to be Lishma.
Does not have to be Lishma. So there would be no problem. According to Reb Meir, the question would never start. In fact, we're going to have a terrorist that goes like Reb Meir, but we're not there yet.
My question is, when I'm a Yehuda Rabbanan by Yehuda Kaili, would that work gadol for a shaita for Hashem's name?
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. We're talking about a get. A get doesn't have Hashem's name.
I'm asking...
You want to know if a Chayu Shaita can write a Sefer Torah? Yeah. That's not the discussion here. I have no idea.
We had... Well, excuse me.
I said we have...
A lot ago, we had a close to Yehuda Rabbanan. We wanted to compare get to Sefer coolness over a second time. So my question is, are we more machbid on Sefer Torah?
I have no idea. You can look it up in Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure it's discussed. I didn't look it up. I don't know. You want to know if Eimer Al-Gabbah works for Lishma by Sefer Torah? I don't know.
I think it works for Matzah, no?
For what?
Matzah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I never knew the Chayyot Shaitan had gotten baked matzahs. I mean, you know, they usually have adults doing matzahs.
Women do it.
Women are not Chayyot Shaitan had gotten, you know, believe it or not.
Well, you know, in fact, women make them?
Sure. Women were, I mean, when I went to the Matzah Bakery, but that was like 50 years ago, women were the ones doing the rolling of the dough. Most of the work was being done by women. The only part that was done by men is the putting it into the oven and taking it out, which is the hardest job. That is the hardest job, because you have to put it in a way that it doesn't fold. So it folds, it becomes not cut good. So the matzah has to be put out flat, and it has to be taken out before 12 seconds, because in 12 seconds it burns crisp. So it's like it's the hardest job, and it's a very hot oven, because there's no thermostat in that oven. It's an oven that goes to 1,000 degrees. You know what I mean? It's really very hot. It's the hardest job. It is a, you know, not an easy thing. But then again, I haven't been in a matzah bakery. 52 years ago I went. Since then, I'm sure they updated many things. Zadik Gemara Vayter. I'm a lawyer of Nachman El Me'atay V'Kachavim V'Yisrael Gaba V'Chinami D'Kasher. How about if a guy does it? How about if a guy writes again? And a yid staying there right in the Shema. Is it going to be Kasher? V'Kitei Ma'Chinami. Aye, you're going to say it is. V'Tanya V'Kachavim Puzzle. The Brisa says it's Puzzle. Why is it Puzzle? If the das of the guy standing there is adequate, so why if a guy writes it and the yid stands there and says do l'shma? And again, chereshayit v'katan, I have no das. The guy is a guy. There's no difference. The kasav is obviously being met by the fact that the guy says write l'shma. So why is a guy any different than a chereshayit v'katan? And for the Gemara, I have a kachav m'day to the nafshi of it, because a guy does it for his own reason, meaning a Chayu Shaita V'Katan have no das. Therefore, the guy standing there can fill in the das. A guy has das. And therefore, you standing there cannot affect das, because the guy does his own thing and you don't know what he's doing. And therefore, it's not kosher. Chayu Shaita V'Katan, their das is meaningless. It's a vacuum. Therefore, that vacuum can be filled by the one who commands it. Whereas a guy has his own das. It's not a vacuum, cannot be filled by the guy who commands it. Rashi. So to ask the day to the Navsha of it, the Godmu, Vyesh Vidas, Vyabishain, Shamu Gamar believe the Shemachar. You don't know what he's thinking. Maybe he's not listening to you. Have a cut named Vidas of the Masha Zemetzaveyu. The cutton will follow instructions. Since he doesn't have his own das, the assumption is that he's listening to what he's told and he's doing it the way the guy said. Whereas the guy, you can't assume that.
What about a guy?
the Mechaira would be good. The Mechaira would be good.
Is the concept of Das a Jewish thing that a 12-year-old boy does not have Das? Is that a Jewish concept or a universal concept?
I don't think the guy would accept that. I don't know what you mean by universal concept.
In other words, we know that you can have a 12-year-old boy who's a shock.
Again, we're misunderstanding the word Das. Das does not mean he's not smart. There are 10-year-olds that are much smarter than 60-year-olds. It's not a question of intelligence. It's a question of the Torah did not place the person as responsible. His Das is not a powerful part of him. He can't count on him to do the right thing. His Das is not seasoned, and therefore the Torah considers him Ein Bei Das. Dr. Gemara weiter. Hadamar of Nachman La Milsi de Amri.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Can I just ask a follow-up question to that? I think I missed something really important here. How does the person standing over the mentally incompetent, or just use that example, how does he imbue the mentally incompetent with his das so it becomes the writer's das? I don't understand. I don't understand this concept of das. How it seems to me it's a very subjective thing that the writer has to have something in mind, but if the person's mind is non-functional in that way, if he can't do it himself, how could he imbue the writing with somebody else's?
So again, this seems to be a question in Rishayim, how to exactly understand it. From Rashi it seems that people who don't have their das follow orders, and therefore, since they're told to do it for him, automatically, their non-competent mind will do it for him, because it's not a question of their making a decision, rather just carrying out orders, and that they're
so
capable
like,
of doing, no matter what their state of mind is. Whereas,
so they become his hand.
Words, it's the fact that they don't have Das, somebody else's Das can act as the Das in the get. It's like a combination. That's how some Rishayim learn.
Is that why you use the word vacuum? It's like the writer's hand becomes the hand of the person whose das is directing him.
Now, some Rishayim want to learn, correct.
Okay,
it's like
thank you.
The das is provided by a person who has it to people who don't have it. Whereas a guy has his own das, so you cannot provide the das for him.
Rashi seems to say that
a cheresh trying to cut and follow directions and say, okay, I'll do it your way, even though they really have no das. Whereas, and they do it that way. As a guy, he doesn't necessarily follow directions, he does his own thing.
I mean, I'm picturing a guy with a quill and ink who's yelling that he's a duck, and someone's standing over him saying, write this. And he's just screaming, I'm a duck, and he's writing whatever the rabbi tells him to write.
Your way, whether it's the das is provided by the other person or the person follows the orders. Those are the two ways the Rishayim seem to explain it.
Okay. All right.
That's
thank you.
Story.
Or about making
sense
of strings or something too along those lines. You can tell somebody that has no das.
There is a concept of Ayman al Gaba by many things. Yeah.
But a monkey, they want to talk about having training an animal to do it. It doesn't work.
I don't know if that would work. I don't know. How do I, Rav Nachman, love milk to the Amri? Then Rav Nachman retracted. Why? We haven't finished yet. Why? Since the next Mishnah will say that a guy can't bring a get, can't be the deliverer of a get, must be that for Ksiva he is good. So therefore, Dr. Nachman, I think a guy could write a get. And Enochinami, a guy could write a get and it'll be kosher. Now, he's obviously going to learn the Mishnah differently, as we will see momentarily. We just had a brisa that said a guy can't write a get. So, Dr. Nachman, we just brought a brisa, right? And Rav Nachman is now saying that a guy could write a get. That means he's going up against the Braisa.
Because he can be a shliach?
Again, he's being medayik from the fact that the next Mishnah says he cannot be a shliach to deliver the get. And the Mishnah did not mention that he can't write a get here. So it must be that he could write the get. That's Rav Nachman's diyuk. I, the Braisa, said a guy can't write a get. Zok to Gemara, Ahi Rav Lozvi Dhamei de Mesiri Karsi, Ubayin and Ksiva Lishma. So Rav Nachman's answer is that our Mishnah is like Rav Meir, that learns that the writing of the get is not important, that the writing of a get can be done shloi l'shma. I don't need das in writing a get. All I need is writing a get. And therefore the Mishnah says a cheresh right of a cotton can write it, and Rav Nachman says so can a guy. I, the Braisa, said a guy can't write it. That's like Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar, who says v'kasav means writing, so the writing needs l'shma, a guy adai to the nafshik of it. Means Rav Nachman is not arguing what was said before, he's just saying our Mishnah can't mean that. Because since the next Mishnah talks about a guy being possible for delivery, and does not say here that a guy is possible for writing, therefore the inference is that a guy could write it. So therefore, Rav Nachman says very simply, according to a mayor, a guy can write the get. Because the kasav is not important to writing it again. The signing is what counts. And therefore, Akok Sharem Lichter with the get, according to a mayor, is to actually write the get. You don't need God Vilayim and Agabov. You don't need that. I, the Braisa, said a guy is puzzle. That's Rav Elazar, who says you do need that. You do need Lishma. Rashi. Right. Well, Father, I've become a dying and I'm just covered. I'm trashy. Lab mil to the Amri.
So what part is that called Rav Elazar and what part is that Rav Meir?
Again, our Mishnah is Rav Meir and the Braisa is Rav Anan, Rav Elazar. Meaning, Rav Nachman is saying, our Mishnah is indicating from the combination of the two Mishnahs that a guy could write again. Therefore, because the Mishnah indicates that, it must be going like Rav Meir. Meaning, Rav Nachman is not disputing the fact that a guy can't write again. Can't make it l'shma. He's just saying you don't need l'shma in the writing of a get, and therefore it doesn't need anybody to write it. Then it does anything, just has to write the words. Dr. Ashi. Elav milta diyamri. El ma'atam v'klam yisro oimer. The habasir le depasol v'adei kashru. That which we said it's pasol is kashur. I feel like yisro oimer agabav, even if there's no yet. We got a cheresh right to cut nami lesson to Rav Huna. And Rav Nachman says, I don't hold the Rav Huna's answer that a cheresh right to cut only work when there's a gavul there. The avakat ain't on the gavul, nami kosher, the masis and remeri. Let me in ksiva lishma, I don't need ksiva lishma. The darish for cuts of the crown, ksiva sedim. He darshens the buzzword, the cuts of it going on the signing of the edim. The mid the kapasa lay levi kacham besefer the masis and the yin hava. Later on, the Mishnah will pass over the next Mishnah that a guy cannot be the deliverer of the get. Because he's not in the parish of Gittin' Kedushin. You can't be a shliach for something that you're not identified with, that you can't do yourself. We're going to learn that out later on. The Mishnah did not mention that a guy can't write a get. Only delivering a get, a guy is not kosher. Well, there you need shlichus. And shlichus needs you to be in the parsha of what you're doing. According to this answer, it's going on the first case. You know why a cheresh right to the cut and can write a get? Because I don't care who writes the get. It doesn't make a difference to me. I just need signatures that are done the Shema. No difference. Right. If you want to say that the Mishnah could have said a guy can't, then it shouldn't have mentioned the guy in the next Mishnah. Once it mentions the guy in the next Mishnah and doesn't mention him in this Mishnah, means the guy is kosher. That's how Rav Nachman understands.
Koshkin,
guy, Koshkin,
all people here.
Exactly. Zakti Gemara, he's the Tanya Apostle. I'm sorry, let me just finish Rashi. He's the Tanya Apostle. Rav Lozi, they made him a Sira Karsi. The Chasim is saying they made him an Atira. You don't need a Chasimah. He'll come a Chasim, La Chasim, Agat, the meaning Chasim, Lishma. So basically, Vavadai, next Rashi, Ki Chasim, the Chav, La, Lishma, he's not writing it, Lishma, but if you come, Madai, to the Nam, Shikav, Lishma, Ketanya, Basel. Basically, the Machloikas is what the Mishnah is going like. Nachman holds the Mishnah's Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds the Kasa means sign. I don't care about writing again. Therefore, anybody can write again. Chayre, Shait, Devikotten, Guy, whoever you want. Because we look at the signatures. That has to be done Lishma. I don't care about the writing it again. And according to that reason, Guy can write again. I don't need Lishma. I don't need Das. I don't care. That's how Rav Nachman learns the Mishnah. Rav Huna learns the Mishnah like Rav Lazar. So writing does count. So therefore, according to him, you need Das. Who's the Das? The one standing on top of him. And by God, that doesn't work.
What about the Mishnah of Meir being Meir?
So that's a question you're asking. Why are we trying to make the Mishnah like Reb Lazar if Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir? The answer it has to do because if the last Mishnah was Reb Lazar, we had a Machlokes who was going like. It would make sense if the last Mishnah is Reb Lazar, this Mishnah would continue to be Reb Lazar.
So what exactly, according to Reb Meir, what exactly are the Edim signing the Shema for what?
They're signing for the husband, the wife, and the Shem Gerushin.
I'm sorry?
They're signing the get. The husband tells them, sign that I want to divorce my wife. I, Shimon ben Yaakov, are divorcing Rachel Amanuel, and the Shem Gerushin. And they have to have that in mind when they sign the get.
And then everything else is to be just already written up already.
Correct. Quay to a mayor. Correct.
And the next Mishnah is the same author that we're making the Diyak from?
That's Rav Nachman's Diyak, correct.
But it would have to be the same author, no?
Again, what is Rav Huna do with Rav Nachman's question? The Gemara does not answer that.
Why can't you have a printed...
Because we don't paskin like a mayor necessarily. According to a mayor, you could have a printed get. Honestly, I'm not sure if you could have a printed get. You could have a form written get. I don't know if you could be typed it. I don't know if you have to write it by hand, according to a mayor. I don't know why you would, but... Listen, we have printed service.
I think.
Well, it's a monetary star. You don't have to write it Lishma.
But the get is not a monetary star.
Right, I'm asking, I'm just saying, but if you don't need the Shema, it might be the same. Zalti Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Hay Rav Meir Afil Amasa Ba'ashpa Chosma B'Nasma Kasher. According to Meir, Rav Nachman just speaks out. According to Meir, you can walk by a garbage dump and find a get written with the right name to say, hey, that's me and this is my wife. Great, I'll use this get. Somebody wrote a get to his wife and then threw it away. You find it. Great. You don't need the Shema. Who cares?
Date.
Again, it's not dated. Or it's dated today and the guy threw it away this morning. I don't know. You will worry about the date. Or it has the Shemitah. I mean, whatever the date necessary is. Eisvei Rav Eliezer of Nachman. Doesn't the Pasuk say the custom of the Shema? My lav ksimus haget, doesn't it mean writing the get? No, like ksimus haidim. Rav Meir's answer is no. Kasim doesn't mean writing, kasim means signing. Eisvei Rava, the Mishnah says, kol get shenichtim shloilu shumisha pasol. Any get that's written not for this woman is pasol. Doesn't it say you have to write it for this woman? Eim shenichtim shloilu shumisha pasol. Rav Meir will learn that it doesn't mean nechtim, it means nechtim. Eisvei, kshu kaisvei kilu kaisvei lishma. When you write it, it's as if you wrote it Lishma. Now, what does that mean? My love, Kishukaisim L'Tarif Lishma. When you write the main part Lishma, the names, the date, the city, Kilukaisim L'Tarif Lishma, makes the whole thing Lishma. Nothing like Kishukaisim Lishma, Kilukaisim Lishma. It means when you sign it, it's as if you wrote it Lishma. So again, so we have two Mahalchim in the Mishnah, Remeir and Blazer, and all these pieces that we bring about writing, Remeir will learn it means signing. Rashi. Amar of Nachman Oymer Hoya. Aschal to the Milton. It's a new statement. Okay, Mustaber. The Kvar Mukbar of Nachman Kura Meir. He's not saying chat in the mission anymore. He already did it. Is the Garcia Havana Ebbe Kachum, the Lashon Kusha. Meaning, Uvachina Had Amar of Nachman Ebbe Kachum Kusha. Means some learn it as a question. Ebbe Kachum is good? The answer is yes, he is. Amar of Nachman, Terutu. Yes, you don't need Lushma. Shukaisu kilukaisu lishma, achi mashmak. Shukaisu ktsasu lishma, kilukaisu kula lishma. When you write part of it, that's like you wrote the whole thing. I'm a lishma bina. My lab can kaisu the tariff lishma. Kill the type kaisu the type is lishma. When you write the tariff, it's like writing the type. It's the tariff you wicker. Because the tariff is the main part. And the answer is no, that it means the signing. So we, again, two pshatim in the Mishnah, and now we will bring a third pshat.
Why do you say this Torah might be this one? I mean, it only does give the name, but it's not the Torah. The Tofes, you don't know what the document is.
The Tofes is, yes you do, because it says in the Torah, it also says divorce.
It does?
Yeah.
What do we need the
Tofes
for?
Whatever the Gemara is going to say in the ninth may require you need the Tofes for.
What happened?
It's a good question you're asking. Pashtus is saying you don't need Lishma for the typhus. Tyrev takes care of the whole thing that is called the custom Lishma.
Right.
Meaning, it's a kasha that people have. I'm not saying not. Simply put, it's saying that is adequate for Lishma. The question is, what do you have to say? It's if you wrote the type of Lishma, you don't need the type of Lishma. That's the question. So I think about it. Ibai Seima, Hani Masnitsa Mani Rablazi, that made him a Sirikars. The mission is going like a blazer that says, Adam Asiris Karsi. You don't need, the main thing is Adam Asira, because that means writing the get. And a guy is kosher. And the Kharashite of Vikatna is kosher. Why? You need Vikatna of Lishma. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mushashayim Makam HaTayrif. The Mishnah means they can write the typhus. Everybody can write the form of the get. Because you don't need Lishma for the form of the get. And Enoch Hirami, the main part of the get, they can't write. Sakol Ksherim Lichtim Saget does not mean to write the get totally. Means to write the part that doesn't need Lishma. And that can be Kharashayt of a cotton, and that can be the guy, because they're not writing the essential part of the gut. What? I don't know. The Chaynam Rav Chagim is made. The Ula of Ushashayim Makim Atairas. Rashi, Ushashayim, Kharashayt of a cotton Makim Atairas, the custom Ben Das as Atairas. You don't have to say, meaning it's not disagreeing with the first tariff, it's saying you don't have to say that, and you don't have to say it's going like Rameir. It can go like Rabbi Lazar, and it can be without a Gadloy Menagabov, and it's talking about writing the part of the get that doesn't need Lishma.
Can Rabbi Menagabov work on the tariff?
Yes. It's not disagreeing with the first answer, it's saying it's not necessary. Exactly.
It's very hard to. Was it mind reading stuff?
And then before it was Harvey's question.
I just spent a month, about 15 minutes ago, I spent a discussion with Harvey about this very point.
No.
You didn't have to hear Harvey, you had to hear me. The answer was, I said this to Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand it. Rashi seems to say that the Kharashayt of a cotton follows directions. Not capable of his own das, but he can follow directions. And others say that your das is enough to make that work Lishma.
These people that are saying that the cotton, you know, whatever it is, are they saying yes, sir, yes, sir? Or are they just sitting there?
But they don't have to say yes, sir. They automatically do yes, sir.
Can't hear, right?
What?
So he sign languages or what? Can't hear.
Interesting point you're bringing. You know, he can't hear. I guess he must be able to write it to him or doing something like that, yes.
What you just said, Harry, is that the same thing how Pegel works also?
A what?
How Pegel works?
Nothing. Let's not bring other subjects in that have nothing to do with that.
In other words, I'm sorry I'm bringing it up anyway, but
you
don't mind.
You can say, but it has nothing to do with this. You don't need Lishma, you don't need anything.
You don't have, the coin doesn't,
it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Is that what it means?
No. Here, by get, you need a positive. By kutchim, you just don't want a negative.
Okay.
In other words, the das of the Baal doesn't count during the shechita.
Because he's not doing anything.
He's not telling the Kohen.
The shechita checks, and he can't have a wrong thought. He doesn't have to have a positive. Kachim and get are different for sunyan zvachim. Get needs a positive to make it lishma, and kachim needs a negative to make it pickle. The chaynaber of chagim is made the ulav v'ushishayim makam atayrus. Reb Lazri, Reb Zvikam, Reb Yechanan ain't the tayra. Reb Zvikam says to, the name of Reb Yechanan ain't the tayra means Rashi ain't shaymim lach. We're not listening to you. Meaning, we're not listening to you in Shat in the Mishnah. Amar Rababa, Kan Hodiyacha, Ma Ein HaTaira. Amar Rababa, Kan Hodiyacha, She Ein Kayach Lishma. The Mishnah is telling me that we don't read Lishma by writing. So again, we have basically three Pshatim, two like Reb Lazer, one like Reb Meir. If it's like Reb Lazer, you need to write Lishma. It's either provided by Gadolim and Agabov, or that the Charashayt of the Cotton are only writing the Typhus. If it's Reb Meir, I don't care about the writing at all. All I care about is the signatures. Frek the Gemara, I got a contradiction in Reb Yechanan. Because here is Reb Zvika saying in the name of Reb Yechanan that it's going like Reb Meir. V'yam Rabbi Babachonam Reb Yechanan Reb Lazeri. But Rabbi Babachonam quoted Reb Yechanan as saying, a few lines before I think we had him. No, we didn't. But the Gemara quotes him as saying, Reb Lazeri. So it's a machloek, it seems a contradiction in Reb Yechanan. And for the Gemara, Amaroi Nino Valibi Reb Yechanan. You're right. There's a machloek, it's Amaroi in what Reb Yechanan said. Rashi, Ein Atayra, Ein Shaymalach. Kana Diachab, Mishna Seinu, Shizilzulu B'Ksivas Gittin. Reb Yechanan is saying that our Mishnah is cheapening the writing of the Ger. Because a charishite of a cotton can write it. Because Yaakov, she ain't shum kayach lishma b'shkziva. You don't need any lishma in the writing of the get. Elo b'chassima only in the signing of the get. Mama Rabba b'mchana le'il. Gaba ain't kaisim b'mchuba Reb Lazeri. I'm sorry. He said before that the previous mission is going like a blazer. Doesn't that mean that this mission is going like a blazer as well? Amaroi Rabba b'mchana v'Reb Zvika to Machloikas, what Reb Yechanan said. Okay, now this we were talking about ksiva. Ksiva did not require shlichus. All required was lishma, whatever ksiva means, writing or signing. We just discussed that. Now we're moving on to the next step of get, which is delivery. Delivery has to be done by the husband, except we learn now from Sukkim that the husband can appoint an agent to serve as him. So the husband's agent is an extension of Mr. Husband. That's what happens. The husband's agent is an extension of the husband. So now, who can be the husband's agent? That's what we're moving on now. This requires the concept called agency, which gives the power of an agent to work as the litigant, or litigant word, participant, whatever you want to call him, the baldover, the husband here, as he's the extension of the husband.
Dr. Mitchell, the guy wasn't saying he can't remember. So it's the final person who gives it to the lady, that's the shlichus. But the mailman here and the DHL driver there, that's not considered a breakup, right?
It depends. Because we appoint the shliach from here to there. But you cannot have the mailman appoint the shliach.
No, I didn't mean appoint the mailman. Was just the Hickey Timson.
Exactly, case. That's fine.
Why?
Why not?
He's breaking up the shlichus.
Again, the husband makes that guy a shliach, and now he has the get, so he's the shliach of the husband directly.
And that's not considered a...
No. If you gave it to somebody to deliver to somebody, so then the first person has to be a shliach to deliver it to the second person. If, because you never appointed the second person, you appointed the first person who was appointing the second person. But if you appointed the second person, then you made that shliach directly.
Husband can't go straight to DHL, right?
What?
He can't go to a mailman and just give it to
him. No. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow. Bye, Shem.